Welcome to Living Extraordinary with Bishop John Guns and the St. Paul Church. Prepare your heart now to be blessed by today's message.
You are listening to Praise 107.9. Bishop Guns isn't here, but a part of him is. Hello, everyone. I'm Alexis Guns. We have...
What's up, everybody? This is Elder Claude.
And this is Minister Kevin.
And we are his children and youth staff. So today, he handed us the opportunity and gave us the opportunity to come and kind of kidnap his show.
I mean, tag-teamed it. Like
completely, completely surprised. So today, we want to come and talk to you all about something extremely amazing that we have coming up that's taking place at Bishop John Eric Guns' church called the Family Experience.
Hey, we're excited.
So, we're going to start off with Elder Claude Cheatham, our youth and young adult pastor, telling us a little bit about what's going to be taking place at this amazing experience.
What's up, everybody? We are so excited because we're getting ready for our family experience. It is absolutely incredible because we're taking our attention back to the future. We understand that the family is important, so here's what we're doing. We're honoring the past, treasuring the present, and shaping the future. So all of this is going to take place July 28th through August the 5th. Let me just give you a brief rundown really quick. So we're having our college and career blast off. We're placing an emphasis on college and careers. So all of you that are trying to take that next step, that movement, that are going to college, high school seniors, juniors, and sophomores, and parents, you're welcome on Saturday, July 28th from 12 noon to 3 at Bridge to Success Academy, 2115 Commonwealth Avenue in Jacksonville, Florida. And then shortly after that, on that Tuesday, we have Blessing of the Children, which is absolutely phenomenal, and it's extremely impactful. Those that have witnessed this will know that it has been a phenomenal, incredible event and worship encounter. So that is Tuesday, July 31st at 6:30, and that is going to be at St. Paul. I'm going to pass it on to Lex so she can grab the rest.
So you mentioned that we're having a college and career blast off. So
I did.
I'm going to interview you guys.
Oh, boy.
So at this college and this career blast off, what exactly is some things that's going to be taking place? Are there going to be people just there talking about college? Like, what's going to be happening and why should I bring my child to this?
Okay, so in essence, we're going to replicate your event that took place today, which was absolutely phenomenal. So I'm going to shout out my fiance real quick because her event today, which reached girls abroad in Duval, was absolutely phenomenal. But what we seek to do is basically create that same type atmosphere by grabbing all of you that are parents, that are students, that are seeking to go to college. We're going to give you information about that. We have various speakers abroad that are coming to give us some updates on college, the process of financial aid, the process of registration and all of that, Greek life and all of that comes with the collegiate experience will take place. But also, we're not leaving out those that are going into the career field. We understand that everybody, of course, has the ability to go to college, but we all have different tracks, and that's okay. So we have persons that will come that will give us a little bit of direction as it relates to our careers, and so we're excited about it. But also, we're giving out scholarships, and so that's going to be incredible. I wouldn't give you the number because I know some of you are going to try to register and try to call in and see how you can jump on, but it's a little too late, but it's all good. But we're excited about it. Crazily excited because our college and career blast off is going to be stupid fun.
That sounds fun.
I think so.
So we have our children's pastor here, Minister Kevin.
Kevin, what's up?
What's going on, everybody?
So Elder Claude mentioned something about the blessing of the children. What exactly is that? When is it? And how do I get my children involved so they can be blessed?
The blessing of the children. That is such an exciting time for me.
You sound blessed already.
For all those who have kids, whether you have young kids or whether you have teenagers, this is a time that you come. And our bishop, Bishop John Guns, he lays hands on his kids. We have a time of foot washing. And when we get your kids blessed, and then we give away school supplies, and then you go home. This is very important to this generation, because there's so much going on in the schools nowadays that we have to combat the devil. And the best way to combat the devil is through prayer. And so that's going to be a very important night. And we want to pack that church out. We want to get all of the kids blessed. We want to get their foot washed. And we want to give stuff away. So bring your kids out on that day. This is going to be on Tuesday, July 31st. We're going to start at 6:30 p.m.
Well, you sound like you was ready to preach.
He said, come back.
He said, come back, the devil. I almost ran around the studio.
Y'all crazy.
Have mercy.
So, again, we are standing in for our bishop, my dad. Shout out to him for giving us this opportunity and allowing us to come in and take over his show.
One time.
We're going to go and take a music break and listen to some good
some
Christian,
good.
Exciting.
Some good.
Gospel.
That's it.
Music.
That's
so we'll be right back again. This is Praise 107.9, and you're listening to the Living Extraordinary broadcast.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you.
Show me your face, fill up the space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you.
To you right now, erase substitutes right now, fix what I see, and God, please fix me. My world needs you right now. Let us see you.
Sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see.
And God, please fix me.
And God, please fix me. My world needs you right now. Let us see you.
And we're back. Welcome back to Living Extraordinary with Bishop John Eric Guns. But today you're Living Extraordinary with Alexis Guns, Elder Claude Cheatham, and Minister Kevin Deal. We are the children and youth staff at St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. And we are taking over. Today is the family experience takeover. Shout out to Miss Ann.
Hey.
She had to go to work, but she's a part of our staff as well.
Miss Ann.
So we talked about
that's
so
the
far.
Evangelist.
Hush. So we talked about so far.
I'm already
the college and career blast off that's happening this Saturday coming up at Bridge to Success Academy from 12 to 3. We've talked about Blessing of the Children that's happening July 31st, where all of our children will be blessed before they're preparing and going back to school. Now we're going to talk about the next day of our family experience, which will be Wednesday, August the 1st. On Wednesday, we're going to focus on our parents and our grandparents. They're going to start off at 6:30 p.m. in sessions at the church, St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. And during these sessions, they're going to get a lot of amazing information. One of the classes is going to talk about how do you deal with the transition of your student going from middle school to high school, or from elementary to middle, or from high school to college, dealing with that transition. How do you deal with that? We also have classes going on that'll be catered to the grandparents, and it's going to be an amazing time. And after those parents and grandparents get fed in the class, they're going to go into our main sanctuary and have an amazing revival time with our Bishop, Bishop John Eric Guns. And if you listen to this broadcast on a daily, weekly basis, you know that he always drops nuggets of wisdom. So you want to make sure you do not miss that time, parents and grandparents. So, Minister Kevin. How do you feel about the involvement of parents today, the 2018 parent? What do you feel about the involvement? Why is it important for parents to be heavily involved in their child's life?
I believe that our children, our teenagers, they have everyday struggles. And this world that we're living in now, the parents, they're not too privy with what's happening in this day and time now. So it's important that that they keep their kids involved, that they come to events like this so that they know exactly what's happening, what to expect, and they need to learn the resources that are out here to help their kids. So it's very important that whether it's an older parent, a younger parent, that they just keep their kids involved.
That's definitely important. So we want to make sure our parents and our grandparents are fully equipped. The family experience is not just the children conference, not just the youth conference, not just the 18 to 34 young adult conference. It's for every single area of the family, every component.
Yes.
If you're a grandparent, no matter if you're a 30, 40-year-old grandparent or if you are 90 years old, we want you there to become and be equipped by these amazing classes and sessions and the amazing revival our Bishop is going to do for our grandparents and our parents. Elder Claude, you were raised by your granny.
I was.
How important is it to have a grandparent's presence in a child's life? Is it, you know, not really that important? How important was teen to you?
So you're going to call me out and call my granny on the spot. Okay, that's cool. All right. My grandmother was phenomenally important because my grandmother taught me how to be an amazing man to you. My grandmother was so incredible because she taught me how to be an example and how to treat a lady, but more so also how to take care of myself. And so, you know, something about that grandparents' love that you just can't escape. So I'm grateful for my granny. Hey, teen, hey, I love you.
Teen is not listening, but shout out
to
Granny.
I mean, just in case.
So we've heard how important it is for our grandparents and our parents to be equipped. So therefore, we need you all to come out on Wednesday, August the 1st at 6:30 p.m. to St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. Now, not only during that night are we going to be with our spending time equipping our grandparents and our parents, but there's something that's going on across the street for our children, for our youth, and our young adults can participate as well.
Kevin,
what's going on with our children on Wednesday, August 1st? Tell them what's going on. Who's coming?
Well, we have a lot happening with our children that night because we have different components, different areas. And so for our older children, grades 4th, 5th, and 6th, we have a boys' session and we have a girls' session. And we have a couple of different teachers that are in-house that are going to come and they're going to minister to our children. We have Miss Bianca Hill, Miss Algina Sapp for the girls, and for the guys, we have our own Deacon Nathaniel Fardley and Mr. Jamal Sanders.
Oh, Deacon Farley got a word.
Deacon Farley got a word.
Deep.
And they're going to come in their own way, and they're going to talk to the kids about honoring the past and treasuring the present and shaping their future. And so this will be at Sally B. Mathis School. And then over at the church, we will have space for our nursery, our young babies. We don't want the parents to be distracted by anything. And so we're opening up that night, and we're going to have something for all of your kids. So just get them there.
Amen. We thank God for the nursery ministry that is always faithfully there when the bishop's grandson needs a place to go.
Always.
Also that night, all right, so we've heard what our grandparents are doing. We heard what our parents are doing that Wednesday. But let's hear what our youth are doing. Our youth are going to be at Sally B. Mathis as well on Wednesday, August the 1st. Our youth are going to be with Leofred Thomas Jr. He's going to be teaching an amazing class for our teenagers, those in middle school and high school. We have Victor Crispin. He is an amazing educator. You probably saw him on the Ellen Show getting lifted up by the Crayola people. And we also have Miss Shambria Simmons. She's going to be pouring into our teenagers. So we don't just want to pour into one element, but we're going to hit all areas of the family at one time. So again, you don't want to miss out. We have so far July 28th, this Saturday coming up, the College and Career Blast Off. We have July 31st, the Blessing of the Children, where all of our children will be prayed for before they go back to school, and they'll leave with some free stuff. And then we have Wednesday, August the 1st at 6:30 p.m., the parent revival. And our children and our youth will be across the street at Sally B. Mathis Elementary School, just being equipped on. We're all going to lead the family experience better. So we're extremely excited. And during that night, our children and youth are also going to have a little turn-up time. You know, we can't just have something where, you know, they have to sit in the classroom setting the whole time. So as soon as they get out of classes, there's going to be a DJ there waiting on them to turn up. They're going to eat hot dogs, chips. Now, Saints, bring some coins because there is a concession stand, and we are raising funds.
I got a question.
Yes.
Can I be the DJ?
No.
Okay.
You are not qualified to DJ.
No? Okay.
So we want you all to bring your children, your youth, your grandparents, and your parents out that Wednesday night. Now, moving on, Elder Claude, tell us what is happening on that Thursday, August 2nd. I mean, we have something for you the entire week, but we're really, really excited. Tell us what's going on.
All right, well, since they won't let me DJ, we're having a young adult sessions, and then we're having a young adult worship experience. I'm extremely excited about it because Tamika Holly will be one of our facilitators, and she'll be talking to us on career movement and career development, and how can we work that process, getting our resumes together, getting our plans together and our goals together. And so we're excited about that. So she'll be beginning that at 6:30. She'll be our facilitator for that, but immediately transitioning after that, at 7:30, one of my best friends in the whole world, Pastor Aaron McNair Jr., phenomenal man of God. His church is in Riley, North Carolina, Mount Moriah Church in Riley, North Carolina. And we're so excited about him coming. He's going to bless us in such a tremendous way. And our young adults are going to be imparted into. Statistics suggest that millennials, those that were born from 1981 to 1996, are leaving the church and they're not coming back. And so this is important that we have this worship experience, though, that we give them the opportunity to express themselves and to enjoy God how they want to enjoy God. And I believe that Pastor McNair is going to give them a right now and well a relevant word. So I'm excited about it.
All right. So as we're wrapping this thing up, we got our Saturday College and Career Blast Off, Tuesday Blessing of the Children, Wednesday Grandparents, Parents, Children, Youth Sessions, Young Adults. We have our Thursday, August 2nd, Young Adult Service. Young adults, everyone 18 to 34, meet us at St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church Thursday, August 2nd.
Wear what you want, too.
Wear what you want during this whole entire week. No church clothes, no ties, no suits.
Leave your suits
like
home.
Like the elder has on right now.
Oh, I feel the shade just came in the room.
We want you to come comfortable. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to come dressed up. Just come ready to learn, to grow in God, so we can all be better family members. Now, Friday, August 3rd, the Turn Up Night, our Afterglow concert. This concert is free. Doors open at 6:30 at St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church across the street from Rebo. And we want everyone there in all white. It is an all white affair. Dressed down, all white. It's going to be so lit. We have so many ministries coming from all over the city to participate. And we have our featured artist, Chandler Moore. Chandler Moore is absolutely sickening. And you do not want to miss it. So we're really excited. Our Afterglow concert is for all ages. Bring grandma out in her white skirt, her white K-Swiss tennis shoes.
Her white doily.
And her white doily.
White doily in Jesus' name.
Bring grandma out. Bring auntie out. Bring everybody. Bring Ray Ray. Ray Ray need to come. Ray Ray has all white. Don't forget Pookie. We want all of you guys to be at our Afterglow concert. And we got two more days left to cover. Our family game day that Minister Kevin Deal is about to tell us about.
Come on, family game day.
That's going to be probably the most fun day for me.
So much fun.
I hear the enjoyment in your voice.
Normally we do this day at the church and we have a big field day outside. But this year, we're taking it to the Shands Twin Towers. And this is just going to be a time for the whole family to come together. We're going to have lots of games. We're going to have Family Feud. We're going to have cornhole. We're going to have checkers. Just a lot of different activities for the families to do together. And it's going to be one big fellowship. We're going to have lots of good food, salad bars, meatballs, you name it. We're probably going to have it.
Save me a plate.
Family Feud, Family Jeopardy.
Yes.
It's going to be so much fun. So we want to encourage all of the families to come out. Find you some lame matching family shirts. And get out there.
Why does the whole shirts got to be lame, though?
Because you know it's lame when it's been done the whole, like, 16 of y'all, like, all y'all matching.
Really?
Everybody get you a family shirt.
So I guess
come out there,
shirts
and we're going to compete. We're going to see which family is the best in the game.
This event is going to be Saturday, August the 4th, from 12 noon to 3 p.m. at the Shands Twin Towers.
And we're so excited. And finally, last but certainly not least, to wrap up our family experience, we are having Salute to Scholars on Sunday, August 5th, 9 a.m. Salute to Scholars is our graduation service. During this service, we're going to honor every single child, youth, and young adult. We thank you guys for listening to us. We want to see you all there. We want to see you throughout the week, Saturday, July 28th through Sunday, August 5th. August 5th, our Salute the Scholars program is going to be amazing. We're going to honor everyone from, if your child used the potty this year, they are getting a diploma.
I mean, Zion's definitely getting celebrated.
Zion is getting celebrated, and he's two. Our speaker is Miss Diamond Boston, Miss Reigns 2017-2018. You don't want to miss her. So we are your children and youth staff from St. Paul Elementary. What?
Did that just jump on you?
From St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church.
So we know what you do. So it's
right.
All good. I mean,
we are so excited about our family experience.
We're excited.
Jacksonville, we need all of you there. Don't miss it. Don't miss out. Don't be looking lame when you hear about the family experience. And we lit and we done did it all at St. Paul on Wind and Drive. Come see about us tomorrow at 9 a.m. But come see about us during the week. We will be praying. We will be fasting. And we can't wait to see you during the family experience. We love you all. Thank you, Bishop Guns. This is Living Extraordinary on Praise 107.9 FM. And we're out.
We out.
This has been Extraordinary with Bishop John Guns. Join us Sundays in worship at 3738 Winton Drive, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. Visit us online at www.spmbcjacks.org for service times and more.